Hey, greetings, everyone. It's Sister Amen.
Hey, she cut right in there.
I did. I jumped right in before you.
You did. I pressed a button and she started.
I was going to say,
Sister Amen, are you with me? And you jumped right in there. That was good. Good job. You're eager, ready to go today.
I am.
Are you ready to do our edification audio, Sister Amen? We hope that all of you listening are doing well. We had a really good day today. Our day kind of ended. I'll start the ending before the beginning. Our day kind of ended. We gathered with our saints online. We did the Lord's Supper together, and then we had some teachings, and we kind of did something kind of interesting, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. But Sister Amen, what's on your heart today? We had a good day, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. It was a really good day. It started out like almost cold and windy, and then it just kind of moved on nice. I didn't get to the sewing or the cutting that I wanted to, but you know
what? A little too windy today.
That's okay. You just be flexible and just go with, there was other things to get done today.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I got a teaching done early on about being frugal with your money, but not being a cheapskate. And that link will be up on the Edification Audio. That was a practical teaching that I think people can use and apply to their lives.
Right. Made me kind of think about, you know, as we're traveling in this van life and we're very, very frugal and we park in free parking spots where they welcome us in the parking lots and stuff. They welcome travelers. But
and we're customers.
I was just going to say, we're not cheapskates. You know, we're frugal, but yet we give the places our business for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, and so if we're going to do shopping and we need some supplies, wherever it is we're parking, we'll go try to give them the business if they have what we're needing.
Yeah, so that's a good example of being frugal. Instead of buying a $40 a night camp spot, we'll park at a free place that lets us park, and we'll go and give them $5 or $10 in business.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We're getting what we need. They're getting business.
Yep, they're getting business. We save money. So that's a good way to be frugal but not be a cheapskate. So check out that teaching, and that will bless you to make sure you're not in the ditch of wasting your money, but also not in the ditch of being so frugal that people say you squeak because people rub their nickels together so tight. We have to be careful of that. We want to be a cheerful giver.
Right.
What's on your heart and mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, I was going to share when we got to our parking spot here tonight, which, by the way, is pretty flat.
Nice and flat.
And I think it's a pretty quiet one. I don't hear any.
Yeah, we're the only ones in a whole giant parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a nice parking spot. So when we got here, I went in the store to give out some gospel cards because I figured somebody was going to get one. And at least a couple of them went out in there. And sisters, you'll smile at this. 79 cents a pound for Roma tomatoes.
Ooh, that's cheap.
It is. On my app that I
have, timing.
It shows the flyers, the apps around the area, and I saw it come up on that, so I went in there to get some. So
I know what you bought.
Huh?
I know what you bought.
I did. I got three good-sized ones.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so awesome. That was kind of nice. That was just a blessing.
Yeah. When we gathered tonight, a brother brought a study on 1 Corinthians 3, and his verses were 10 through 15. And verse 15 says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And we talked about the meaning of that. I'm really not going to go into it too much here. I got a teaching coming up on that. But a lot of people, it's a good example, a lot of people trying to twist scripture, and they'll say, see, we can live in sin, and we don't have to obey, and we're just going to lose our reward, but we're still going to be saved. And that's not what that verse means at all. You'll have to wait for my teaching, and I'll go into it in some more detail. But watch out for people that scripture twist, because the Bible tells us in other places, you can't live in willful sin and expect salvation. You must turn and repent of sin because of what Christ has done. So he did a good job on that teaching, and I'll be doing a teaching coming up soon on that. So that'll bless everybody, I think, when I get to that.
Right. It's awesome how out of one person sharing something, how much more comes out of it than everybody else.
Yeah, we find that all the time. You'll see, go in the Ecclesia gathering area, somebody will bring a 15-minute teaching, and we'll talk for half an hour about it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amen?
I was just reading through this, and I thought I would share it. Luke 4:17-21. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
I love that verse.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about that. I can't imagine what they were thinking. Because they're like right in the middle. Or kind of, I don't know if it's middle, but they're right in the midst of the scriptures that we have the full beginning and end today. They didn't even have the finishing of it.
Right.
And we got it all today. Yeah. So.
And that proves that Christ fulfills prophecy too.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. He picks it up, he reads it, and then he sits it down. He's just like so point blank, blunt, and right to the point. I like that.
It was fulfilled in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Brother was talking about today, he started a new job. He was telling me about his job. It's like a plastic injection factory. And he was telling me how some areas are slower and some areas are faster, and you got to really work fast to stay caught up with the machine. And he really likes his job. It's hands-on. It's keeping him busy. And we were starting to talk about, we always have this running joke between, not joke, it's kind of a mock. We mock Calvinism this way. Here's how we mock Calvinism. Calvinism says, once saved, always saved. No matter what you do, you can't lose your salvation. Once you're saved, you're guaranteed. Well, we have this little running gag that we talk about, once hired, always hired. And it's like the same mindset. Hey, once you get hired, no matter what you do, no matter what rules you do or don't follow, you can't lose your job, right? And we all look at each other and go, no, the boss is going to fire you if you don't do your job. Hey, it's like that with God. God's conditional, just like your job is conditional. Mm-hmm. You can't not show up for the job. You can't make all kinds of mistakes. You can't leave early and expect to keep your job. You can't go to Christ and say, I want salvation, and not keep and follow and obey his word.
Right.
What foolishness.
Yeah, it is pretty foolish.
So we kind of have that running gag and mock of Calvinism. Once saved, or excuse me, once hired, always hired, we say. And I've used that in the street, and people go, well, that doesn't make any sense. And I go, yeah, neither does Calvinism.
Yeah, I don't know how they can even try getting out of that.
Yeah, God's word doesn't teach that anywhere.
They look foolish.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amin?
Well, this, I just thought that was a simple thing. I saw a walking path, you know, where they got those, what are they, like a 12 by 12 brick, and they got like, like deep red, like a rust color, and then a gray color and a dark gray, and then they put it out there. It was outside a thrift store that I actually walked to. I made a video of it. I'll put it up at the top. And I just thought it was real simple, and it was straight, and I thought it was kind of interesting. And they're all, obviously, all going in the same direction, and I was thinking about Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed?
I love that verse.
Yeah, it just kind of made me think about that. You can't be, like, all over the place. That path would be nothing if those bricks were all over the place, but they all got to be going the same direction.
Reminds me of the body of Christ. We can't be united to our brothers and sisters unless we agree and we're holding hands going in the same direction.
Right.
If everybody believes something different, how could we be united? Like 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, be united, all speaking the same things, perfectly joined together.
Yeah, we'd be like modern churchianity, spread all over with all the different flavors, and nobody even knows what anybody believes.
Yep, they all say they're following Christ, they all say they're brothers and sisters, but none of them can unite and agree on doctrine. That's just that's just disorder, and God's a God of order.
Right.
Yeah. You going to put the video up at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what I found? Did you find anything at that thrift store? We went to a thrift store today. And it's one we like. It's like, we call it a junk store because it's just loaded with junk.
It's pretty junky.
It's pretty junky. It looks like a bomb went off in there. But anyway, we do find some stuff once in a while. I found something, but you first. What'd you find, Sister Amin?
Oh, I found a shirt.
A nice shirt to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to modify it or anything?
Well, maybe the sleeves a little bit. But other than that, no,
nice.
I think it's probably pretty good.
And what was the cost?
Let's see. It was, because yours was in there, it was $250 minus 25%.
Wow, $250.
So that's whatever, cheap. 25% off $2.50 is, that's what I paid.
I looked hard, really hard to find something, and we ended up finding a little frame with some words on it for our brother and sister that are going in van life.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be a kind of a surprise. I just kind of gave it away, but it'll be a surprise for them. And then I also found what's called like a Mason's plumb line. It was pretty cool. It's this plastic. Maybe I'll give the picture. Sister Amin can put up at the top of the edification page.
Oh, that'd be neat, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a windy spool with a handle, and it's got string, and you can walk and run a line, so you make sure you got straight. I wanted it for kind of like my camping, like my survival gear. It's got a ton of string on it, and you can wind it up on this thing and keep it real nice and neat. It's a $150 or something.
Yeah.
So I bought that. So we found a couple of things there.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat.
Yeah,
and then
I like going there.
Speaking of stores, we also went to...
Well, the woman got the gospel, too.
Oh, yeah, the woman got the gospel
there. We've
been
there before, and it's normally the same person who I think is usually the owner. And I usually talk to her a little bit. She's already gotten a gospel card. Well, this was a new woman, so I got to give one there. It's good to help remember and recognize who works at places that you go into all the time.
Amen. And then we had to move. We moved from one town to another today because we have to get some things done in this new town. And we stopped at two Denton Med food stores.
Along the way.
Did we find anything, Sister Amon?
We did.
What did we find? I'm making you think here.
All right.
A bunch of crackers.
You're going to make me confess. I found some dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah. She found a bunch of really good quality dark chocolate for like $1 a bar. So she bought some of those.
I'll just say that's my treat, sisters. I like dark chocolate.
Yep.
The good kind, not the super bitter kind.
And it's healthy. Dark chocolate's healthy for you. Antioxidants, supposed to be good for your blood. And then we found, we didn't find any jerky. We found some, what else did we find? We found a bunch of good granola bars and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So we stocked up good because these stores we like and we don't get a lot of these stores across the country. So we're pretty good and stocked up now.
Right. So whenever we're in the area, we may hit it several times within a few weeks because you never know what you find. You know, this time I think we found some extra, like, what do you want to call it? Like trail mix.
Oh, yeah. We found more trail mix.
With nuts and fruit in it.
Yep.
You know, nuts and fruit are kind of pricey and we don't normally buy a lot of that full price.
But now when we get to these, we do. We also found some organic chicken beef sticks for like 20 cents a piece.
Or chicken sticks.
Chicken sticks, yeah. So we got those. So yeah, we got stocked up on those. So that was good. That was a good visit.
Yeah, it helps us out in the van life because oftentimes we'll have a meal or throughout the day just snack instead of cooking or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was good. What else went on today, Sister Amon?
Well, let me look at my notes here. I have a scripture verse. Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, I guess it just kind of popped in my head. Encouragement, sisters out there. We all have to have biblical separation.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be a hard thing. And sometimes when things are put behind you, you know, you're moving ahead. But sometimes it can rear up and becoming in front of you again. You don't want to get in the flesh. Well, I know a sister who had to deal with that today. And she sees biblically that it needs to be done. It's something we must do for the glory of God and maybe, hopefully,
to the
saving
of a soul.
Saving of a soul.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe if you wanted to talk just a little bit about biblical separation.
Yeah, that's why we do it. Biblical separation, it's called for in God's word. One, it's for God's glory to defend his truth. Two, it's to protect the body from sin and allowing leaven to come in and you compromise and a little bit of leaven. Leaven's the whole lump, Paul says in the book of Galatians. And then three, it's to the saving of their soul so they can see their sin, be convicted of it, address it, repent of it, and get restored.
Yeah.
Sadly, most times people don't restore themselves by repenting. And so but that's not our issue. Our issue is to be faithful, to keep the leaven out, and to tell them in love that they're in sin and they need to repent. And we have to do it in the spirit, not the flesh, because it's too hard. You'll never do it in the flesh. And you must do it. You must obey. And Jesus talked about, if you love your mother and your family more than me, you're not worthy of me. Well, this is loving God and obeying him more than friends and family and all of that.
Yeah, and like I told the sister, I said, we need to remember that these people want flesh, not just those, but usually anybody that we've had to biblically separate from, they want flesh. They don't want the truth. They don't want the Lord. They don't want to follow after him. That's not what they're coming after us for. They're coming after because they want flesh, because you're their daughter, they love you, or you're their sister, or you have grandchildren, or whatever it is that the relationship is.
Yep.
I know, we've been through it.
Oh, yeah.
People coming back and trying to get a pound of flesh off from us, and you don't want to do that. You want to love God more, and you want to love the person's soul more than their flesh.
Go read Matthew 10. So, Jesus said he came not for peace, but to bring a sword, to divide. He talks about separating mothers and daughters, fathers, sons, for his glory. And he said your enemies will be in your own household.
Yeah, exactly. And then think of this way, sisters. Maybe this will help you out. Ecclesia. We're the called out ones. So Christ is calling us out from within everybody.
Amen.
It is a slicing and a cutting and a dividing, but look at it this way. He's calling us out. That's a stronger way to look at it. It gives you more strength when you think
yeah.
of it that way.
Amen. Good point. Yeah, we got articles on that at the teaching blog at don'tperish.com on biblical separation, because that's huge.
It
and
is.
Hardly anybody practices it, so they have all this sin and compromise and disorder in their life. But when you practice it, yeah, it hurts your flesh, but guess what? In the spirit, you rise up, and your life is so much more simple and dramaless and more efficient for the Lord and a better witness. And so, yeah, we definitely teach it and practice it.
Right. You know, you just said a word that brought up a different thing into mind.
Yeah.
When I was talking to his sister the other day, we're talking about how oftentimes women can have a lot of drama. But if you're filled with the Spirit and you're past your flesh in
yep.
the beginning, a godly woman shouldn't have much drama at all. And she mentioned how a meek and quiet spirit, one of the major things of it is not having all that
right.
drama.
Yeah.
Meek and quiet doesn't mean that you're not quiet or that you're always
right.
silent. It's more of a character in your nature
yeah.
of like not being drama, not being loud.
Drama would be like flesh.
Yeah,
gossip,
causing
flesh.
Issues so much
contention.
In your flesh that you're just like so, what do you want to call it? Disgruntled with
yep.
your life and you're just
yep.
causing issues with everybody and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That just kind of popped in my mind.
That's a good point. Yeah. Biblical separation, that comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one to cover. Today on our, after we did some teaching, on our gathering, we did some role playing. What did you think of that, Sister Ammon?
I think it's pretty awesome to see you brothers doing that. I know our sisters have done that before too.
So it's role playing for witnessing.
Yeah, it's interesting to see people be put on the spot.
Yeah.
And how they react and how they take care of the situation biblically and what they say and what they don't say. It's a good learning thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we do is we have a brother, and he'll say, okay, he'll say, ask me questions and tell me what you think a Baptist pastor or a Baptist man would say to me. So then one of the brothers, knowing what a Baptist man is going to say,
mm-hmm.
Gives him those questions, and so he can practice his witnessing on. So it's not like we're trying to convince anybody we're really a Baptist man or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's not hypocritical or acting. It's,
no.
I'm going to ask you questions that I know Baptists will ask you and see if you're ready to give an answer.
Right.
And so we do that, and we do it with Catholics and Baptists and Mormons and atheists and mockers, and it helps sharpen young brothers on how to handle things in the street.
Yeah, because sometimes they can come at you like a machine gun.
Yep.
What about this? What about that? And then you got to know either how to answer it, get it back to the gospel, or cut it off.
Yeah, real quick concepts if you're interested in street ministry. Stay gospel-centered. Avoid rabbit trails. People want to talk about all the other topics other than the gospel. Don't do that. Make sure you can ascertain, is the person a seeker with ears and eyes to see and hear? Or are they a mocker? Or do they not care? We don't want to spend a lot of time with people that are mockers and don't care. People that argue. We're looking for the people that might be seekers that want to listen and want the truth of God. And then a real big factor, take control of the conversation. Don't let it be led by them. Otherwise, you'll listen to 45 minutes of garbage. You take control. You're there to preach the gospel. You're there to tell them truth. If they don't want to hear it, you're not there for them.
Right.
And so just a few simple concepts of street preaching. And we got street preaching tips up. And it's a good thing to audio so you can listen and practice, test yourself,
yeah.
practice how you do it.
Yeah, and it's not rude, sisters, to carefully and gently cut in on people to try to get them back to the gospel. Even if it's a really nice woman and she's older and she might just want to wander off in her talking. Of course, we treat people according to the situation and maybe who they are. An older person, we might let go just a little longer because
yeah.
if they're more of a feeble mind, you want to be gentle with them. I mean, you always want to do it in love, but yeah, it's not rude.
Be in a spirit.
Yep. To not finish listening to a 10-minute spiel of somebody, you
yep.
know, and to gently find a way to cut in there and pull them back where they need to be because it's loving them. It's like reaching in and pulling them out of the fire.
I said this to a brother the other day, and he got it, and he looked at me, and he's like, I never thought of it that way. I said, Jesus said, go preach the gospel. He didn't say, go listen.
That's a good one.
And the brother goes, yeah, that's a good point. I said, that's not to say if you don't get somebody who's a seeker and they want to share something with you and you can listen to it and then give them truth. I get it. We go back and forth. But the problem is that people most times want to just chew your ear, my life, this, my sin, my body, my pastor, my this. And if you just sit and listen all the time, you get them for 10 minutes. If you get somebody for 10 minutes and they talk for 9 minutes, you didn't get the gospel in them. You didn't get truth in them that they need to hear.
Yeah, and I guess I would say from our experience, you probably agree with it. Most often when people do that, it's because they're trying to avoid the truth that you're trying to give them.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like a dodge over here and this and that to divert it all away from them and onto everybody else. And when you keep trying to point it to what they need, they don't want to hear it.
Well, think of the irony of this. You go out with gospel cards, with a gospel sign. Uh-huh. You're going out to preach the gospel. You're going out to share life-saving truth. They're in a worldly event, and they're there to have fun and entertainment, and they want to come up and overtake the conversation about God.
Yep.
What's wrong with that picture? You're there. You should say, I'm here to preach. I'm here to share. Yep. If you don't want to listen, I'm not here for you. I'll move on to somebody else. So take control of the situation.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you have a scripture verse for us, Sister Amin?
Mm-hmm.
What scripture verse are you sharing today?
How about from Proverbs?
I love Proverbs.
18:15. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge.
Ooh, ear of the wise seeketh knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Proverbs is just loaded with wisdom, understanding, good concepts to live by.
And warnings.
Yeah, a lot of warnings.
It's always got like a light and a dark in many of the verses there. It's got the black and white, light and dark,
Amen.
Sun and rain. It's got the opposites on there, a good and then a warning.
Amen, amen. I got a scripture verse too, but before we talk about a scripture verse, who are we really excited for, Sister Amin?
We are excited for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's number one. And number two.
I got that one.
Who are we really excited for in a brother and sister?
Oh, they're burning their last boat. Their last ship they're burning is their house. They're going to be houseless tomorrow. And
this young couple has one more day and they're getting in their van and they're going to be headed from Canada down into America to come preach the gospel with us for 6 months. And bringing their two little ones, of course, their two little children with them. And we're really excited for them. They've worked hard and they want to go out and share the gospel and we're just excited for them.
They're workers of the Lord.
Yep, they're workers, and they got zeal, and they got fervor.
Workers. Oh, yeah.
And so it's pretty awesome to see the people of God wanting to do what God's called them to do, and we get to encourage them in it.
Yeah, and you know, oftentimes we hear people want to get into van life, and they kind of romanticize it.
Yeah.
And it's like travel and see things. I don't see that in these people.
No.
These saints, they are all for the Lord and the gospel.
Yep.
You get, just like Brother Tupos and I, when we travel down the road, it's like, hey, that's beautiful as we're flying by. It's pretty rare when we stop and spend a lot
maybe
of
a freak
time.
Camp park or something somewhere. But
yeah, even when we go to Florida the past couple times, we've been on the beach 20 minutes and there's nobody around. We stop, we go see it, we praise God, and then we get back to work.
Yep. Yeah, we're out here for the Lord. And so, yeah, we're excited for them. And they've worked hard. They've minimized their house down, everything they own, short of a one vehicle that they're storing, is inside their gospel van, and they'll be headed south. So, good Lord willing, around Thanksgiving time here in America, they'll be here, and we'll all be together, or most all of us, not all the saints, but a bunch of us will be together, and we'll be able to break bread and be together face-to-face before we head south and leave the brothers here, and they're doing their ministry here.
Oh, they're really growing in it, too. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. The brothers are rising up and going out doing ministry together. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
A lot of workers.
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
I call it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep, and we have just lots of good reports of people striving for the kingdom of God. And we know saints on the other side of the world doing the same thing. So we're just thankful for all of it.
Amen. Praise God to His glory.
Amen. Amen. So I just want to share my scripture verse with you. I have James 1:12-16. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Notice you got to do something there.
Mm-hmm.
Which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Notice you have to do something there.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Look at the warning there, to not stay in sin.
Oh, right. And that kind of wipes away the excuse when people say the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
What did it just say? It's within you.
Yep. Yeah.
You're tempted by what's already inside
yep.
you.
Yep. Yep. You're tempted by what's in you. So we can withstand, resist the devil, he'll flee.
Yep.
We can withstand, we give in and we fall. And it's willfully that we fall. And willful sin will not be forgiven. We have to cry out to God to be cleansed by Christ's blood.
Amen.
And then we can be redeemed. So yeah, that's just a good warning from the book of James. I see why Martin Luther wanted the book of James ripped out of the Bible, because it doesn't teach his easy believe, faith alone, grace alone, greasy grace, once saved, always saved gospel. It teaches that saints should be striving in the things of God mm-hmm. as fruit that they know Christ.
I love that. His word has an answer for every single
thing. Amen.
Pretty
Amen.
Amazing.
Anything else tonight, Sister Armin?
Love to the saints. Safe travels for those who need to travel.
Yeah, amen.
And good, joyous days in the Lord for those who don't.
Amen.
And keep striving on, pressing in, and doing your works with zeal and joy and fervor to the Lord with thanksgiving and peace and all the others.
Whole bunch of there.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch there.
A whole bunch more. We could go on and on if you want. But
we're really thankful the weather here has really been holding for the middle of November, and we're looking for an event this weekend. We got one young brother's not working this weekend, so he may come and meet us for an event. So I'm going to try and find an event.
We'll see. We're looking.
Yep, we're looking. We're going to find something. So we hope we get to go out and preach. But till then, till next time we get to come to you, we'll audio tape that preach when we get to it. We do have a couple preaches to put up.
Yeah, we're behind because we've been so busy. But yeah, maybe tomorrow, Lord willing.
Maybe tomorrow we'll get two
Hopefully.
Preaches up. We preached quickly outside of Baptist Church and then outside of Catholic Church as well. So we'll get those up. But we're thankful for everything God allows us to do. And we're hopeful that you, if you're claiming to be a saint of God, that you're thankful for the things that God has given you as well. Remember, in the book of Philippians, when we did our verse by verse, Paul talked about a successful recipe for a prayer life, and that was pray with supplication, which means asking in thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So pray, go to God, ask for things with a thankful heart. And I think all of those done together would make it a successful mm-hmm. Going before the Lord because of what Christ has done. We come in his name. And we hope that you're thankful for everything God is doing. Be thankful and be content. And that leads to a happy saint. Godliness with contentment
is great gain.
Great gain. We want you to have great gain.
Amen.
All right. Till next time, we're going to leave it right there. Love you all. Check out the website. Check out everything on the top of the audio edification page. And if the Lord lets us come back again, Sister Armin, are we going to come back and do this again tomorrow?
Lord willing, we can.
All right. I'll be here with you.
Okay, I'll be here with you too.
All right, we love you all. Go out and have a glorious day, morning, afternoon, wherever you are. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. And Sister Armin, I know you mean this.
I mean it.
And I mean it.
Yep, you do.
And we'll say it together. May God be praised.